The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Kansas City!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show fantasy football team will be called
Live from Kansas City.
Sprinkle a little Ursay or layers of Eberflus. Paul Rudd, who wins?
Layers of Eberflus.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. Look at that. Layers of Eberflus is our team name.
Today's guests, actor Rob Riggle, Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt, Emmy Award-winning actor Eric Stonestreet, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That is correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show kickoff special, live on the Roku channel from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio, which you are now seeing shown off with our beautiful jib camera. And everybody else that is here in Kansas City with us on the Roku channel, thrilled to be here with you, and also thrilled to be here on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on the Wednesday before NFL kickoff in 2024. Happy to also be here on Sirius XM Odyssey and also tune in. We say hello to our podcast listeners all 3 hours taken in on the Cumulus Podcast Network. We, of course, also love it when you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're closing in on 800,000 subscribers. We will pass that milestone here in our three-day residency in Kansas City, Missouri, home to the two-time defending world champion, Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, taking on the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night. Good to see you, Christopher
Rich.
Brockman.
We made it.
Good to see you,
Let's
TJ
go,
Jefferson. How are you guys?
I'm great. To quote Jey Uso, the Rich Eisen Show is now in your city.
Is that right?
Yes, we're
fantastic.
Here.
We are here in the city, and we're excited. I mean, we've got Rob Riggle in our green room. He's going to be joining us shortly. We've got Eric Stonestreet stopping by in hour number three. He says he's bringing a surprise that all Kansas Cityans love. We are all assuming it is barbecue.
That's what we're hoping.
Patrick Mahomes, is he coming?
I mean,
you never know.
Short of burnt ends, I think we'll take him. And then Clark Hunt, the chairman and CEO of the two-time defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs, four-time world champion Kansas City Chiefs. He will be here in our studio here live, the Total Wireless studio here in Kansas City. We're all fired up again. Tomorrow night is when the NFL season kicks off. You're seeing all sorts of coaches have their press conferences on Wednesday, just like it's a regular work week, because guess what? It is time to start playing football in the National Football League regular season. And it's also time for predictions. Later on, we're going to give our AFC North predictions. I've got my first power rankings of the season, I guess. Do we still call them preseason power rankings?
For a few more hours.
Kickoff power rankings.
Like heading into week one, yeah.
And last night on NFL Network's season preview show, I revealed my Super Bowl prediction. I couldn't hold that back any longer. You know, I'm the host of that show. It's season 22 of NFL Network. And I threw it out there. I really went back and forth about it because I think the Bengals are going to have a terrific season. I think the Lions are going to have a terrific season. I think the Eagles are going to have a terrific season. Unfortunately,
well, you know the Cowboys are going to have a great season.
I know you feel that way. You know, and that said, I put my head to the grindstone. I really thought hard about it, and I thought to myself, Super Bowl 59. We have arrived. Super Bowl 59. We're closing in on 60 Super Bowls. And this league has never seen a three-peat. We've seen 8 attempts at it. 3 teams made it as far as their respective championship games when making a run, a dynastic three-peat run.
The Steelers made it as far as the AFC Championship game before they lost to the Raiders back in the 70s. The Niners made it as far as the NFC Championship game in George Seifert's year, showing up in San Francisco. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl winning Giants in the NFC Championship game. And as you all know, your Cowboys going for a three-peat in a dynamite game in Candlestick Park, the de facto Super Bowl that year. Yeah. The Cowboys lost to the eventual Super Bowl winning, finally getting his monkey off the back, Steve Young. So those were the teams that went the furthest. And I thought to myself, this Kansas City Chiefs team that we are seeing kick off the season tomorrow night, this Chiefs team has arguably one of the best quarterbacks of all time, in the absolute zenith of his prime, and a guy who has a chip on his shoulder every single day that he comes to work, and he's a red ass, and he's a sweetheart who sounds like he's Kermit the Frog, as we all know Raiders fans are saying that he does.
Careful.
I understand
that. Be careful.
That. He's a sweetheart. He's got the face and the personality of Steph Curry, but he has the red ass, rip your heart out, show it to you pumping attitude of Jordan and Tiger. And he's Kobe. Got, and Kobe Bryant, sure. And Travis Kelce, our first guest yesterday, is entering his final years of his career. He's saying he's not thinking of retiring, but he is first ballot Hall of Fame great. And the two of them are a connection that everyone knows is going to occur. Everyone knows the Chiefs are looking to beat you with this combination and appears to be unstoppable. And they have that air of invincibility about them. And once again, Brett Veach, the general manager, has in fact looked at the team's deficiencies in a Super Bowl and tried to fix them. And last year, that inefficiency, as we all know, was speed, team speed, going down the field and trying to beat you. And instead, they were trying to beat you with the running game because they knew the team speed downfield, which was supposed to kill them off because Tyreek Hill was a Miami Dolphin. They still overcame all of that with a stout run game and a defense that returns. And a defense that returns minus L'Jarius Sneed. But everybody else is essentially back. And I truly thought to myself, why am I not choosing the Kansas City Chiefs? Is it just because we've never seen a three-peat before? Is it because odds are against a team trying to win it for a third time in a row in a sport, the only North American sport that has not seen a three-peat champion? And I came to the conclusion, yes, that's the only reason why. And I thought to myself, if they are going to be in Arrowhead, if they are going to be outside of Arrowhead in these playoffs upcoming, despite a team that has had a better regular season, will that team on that given Saturday or Sunday, if it is a championship Sunday, go out on the field and execute the plays against a Chiefs team that has been there and done that and is that close to pulling off something that nobody's ever pulled off before? Will they be able to win that particular contest, no matter where it takes place? And I thought to myself, no. And a little part of me also thought, I do owe it to Chiefs Nation for 2 years ago saying the Las Vegas
Raiders. Is this a pandering pick?
It is not a pandering pick at all. I legitimately went down the road of everything that I just said,
okay,
and thought to myself, would I have chosen the Chiefs if they had not won two in a row? Would I have chosen the Chiefs if they had just won the previous year? And the answer to that is, yeah. If this setup...
Oh, come on. If the 49ers had won last year, you would have taken them to repeat, right?
But they didn't, did they?
That's true.
And so I'm saying, all things being equal, if there was a Mahomes and a Kelce and a Chris Jones and an Andy Reid and a Steve Spagnuolo and a Dave Taub and a Xavier Worthy and an offensive line and Creed Humphrey centering it, if that was somebody else, would I choose them to win the Super Bowl? And I'd put them in the mix. And I honestly thought to myself, is the reason why I'm not choosing the Kansas City Chiefs simply because it's impossible to win three in a row in a team sport like the National Football League?
does seem that way.
And so then I just decided, I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
And I took the Chiefs to beat the Lions in the Super Bowl. In Super Bowl 59.
It seems to be pretty popular. It's also boring to just take the favorite.
Exactly. It's also just, you know. And I think if the Chiefs do what I'm saying they're going to do, there will be Chiefs fatigue. There will be a ton of fatigue. It's already here.
That's what happens anytime you get good. People are going to start to dislike you.
Well, you're the underdog until you're the most dominant, and then it's kind of boring, and everyone's looking for the next thing.
Yeah. And just being around this city over the next 3 days, I'm assuming we're going to feel it. And, you know, I'll be in Arrowhead tomorrow night for my duties as the Westwood One host of Monday Night Football and the National Football League on Westwood One. I'll be in the stadium, and I can't. And we'll sense it from Rob Riggle when he joins us in just a few minutes, and Stonefreet in hour number three, and also you know the chairman and CEO, of the Chiefs, whose father coined the term Super Bowl, you know, and I'll just sense it that the moment has arrived for a way to essentially separate yourself from all other dynasties this great sport has fielded. Because despite the GOAT in Brady now having six rings, and he'll still be the GOAT, right? Seven rings, six rings with New England, and seven rings overall. Despite the GOAT doing what he did in New England and what, you know, the Steelers did in the Steel Curtain era, what your Cowboys obviously did. And you go down the other dynasties and the other back-to-back champions, from the first ones in Green Bay to the Steelers to the Dolphins in between them to the 49ers to the Patriots to the Broncos to the Cowboys. The way to separate yourself from all of them is to be the first to win three in a row. Where the Dolphins can say, we're separated from everybody else who's won back-to-back because we went fully undefeated in 1 year. And the same way the Patriots would have been able to stake that claim had they done what we thought they could do and they had won back-to-back championships.
And the Cowboys were the first team to win three and four seasons.
They were the first to win three and four seasons until Brady did that secondly. Yeah. And so there are some ways that a dynasty can separate themselves, but there's only one way to completely separate yourselves in a way that I think is inarguable, which is to win it three straight times. And this team has a significant, realistic opportunity to do it.
Absolutely.
And so I thought to myself again, is the reason why I'm not taking them because it's never been done before and odds are it can't be done? And I said yes, and I thought to myself, do they have what it takes to do it? The answer to that is yes.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're in a division that has a rookie quarterback in Denver and a quarterback situation that I think you got to go a little higher register to believe in Las Vegas.
A little bit.
And then obviously you know how I feel about Jim Harbaugh and how he can plus up the Chargers, but well enough to win the division and knock the Chiefs out of this three-peat?
Seems unlikely.
Right. So it will fall upon their first two opponents, the Ravens, the Bengals. It will fall upon somebody from the AFC East, potentially. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills, as we all know, are the ones that really played them the toughest in the AFC playoffs last year. Could it be somebody from the NFC? I say the Lions will make it. It's possible the Niners can do it again. The Eagles, could your Cowboys do it? The Falcons catch fire?
Now, who is on their level, do you think, heading into the season?
Because
if you look at the odds, it's really just San Francisco, and then it goes all the way up. A Ravens are 11-1, Chiefs are 12-1, Lions are 12-1.
I would, and again, the reason why I chose the Lions is because which team would be able to stare them in the face and say, oh, okay.
Not the team that had the lead on them in overtime of the Super Bowl.
The team that beat them in this very game 1 year ago when nobody thought they would or could and has zero fear. Yeah. You know, and a head coach who's now doing commercials for the official, Bar and Grill of the National Football League?
Applebee's, baby.
So, I mean, it really is the way I thought about it. And the way I wanted to start off our three-day residency in Kansas City, not to, you know, ingratiate myself, but to truly walk you through why I decided to do what I did, knowing that later on in the week when we do give all of our Super Bowl predictions, I wouldn't have the real estate to do that. And I, again, all things being equal, do they have the horses? and is the reason why I'm not choosing them because it's never been done before. And the answer was yes and yes, and I just said, screw it. And if I'm wrong, let's just erase the last 15 minutes of the restart of this program. Look who's sitting on our green room couch right over there. Ladies and gentlemen, the one of the hearts and soul of Big Slick KC. He is here, Mr. Kansas City, along with Stone Street and yesterday's guest, Paul Rudd and David Koechner and Jason Sudeikis. Our good friend Rob Riggle is here to kick off our residency in Kansas City live on the Roku channel at the Total Wireless Studio. It's a lot of fun right here. Don't you dare miss it. We're back with Rob in a sec. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about game time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here live on the Roku Sports Channel. Our radio audience will return in just a couple minutes' time. Look who's here, everybody. Rob Riggle is here. Good to see you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thrilled to have you as our first guest in our residency here in Kansas City.
I consider it quite an honor, so I appreciate it.
Well, it's not our first show here in Kansas City. We were here for the Big Slick.
I remember posing with the trophy, the Royals.
The Commissioner's Trophy.
Thank you. I didn't have the name for it.
The piece of metal?
Yeah.
The hunk of metal. I remember doing those shows at the K. That was back in the day when I guess we had like a wiffle ball game, a celebrity wiffle ball game.
That was early on in the process.
I mean,
you've been there. You've got to see the roots and the growth and the development to the flower it is today.
But I haven't been in a couple of years, unfortunately. And now you do the big finish fundraising night in the local arena here, right?
Yeah, over at T-Mobile.
And how many seats is that?
It's a monster. We don't have it quite sold out.
Yeah.
But we sell out the half of it and the whole horseshoe and everything. So we're hopefully, as we grow it, we'll just work our way back until we're like AC/DC. We're just back in the up against your backs against the wall, and the whole arena's full.
How much money have you raised over the life of Big Slick Casey for Children's Mercy Hospital here in Kansas City?
Now it's in the 15 years. I think we've raised over $21 million.
Dude,
wow, amazing.
So that's pretty great. Just for a weekend of really great people, your team and yourself included, coming in and spending a fun weekend trying to help Children's Mercy.
And I just always remember those nights when everybody's partying and then you just show up, you tap your watch saying, it's time to go to sleep because we're going to the hospital in the morning.
Big day tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, can't be hungover for the kids.
Yeah. And nothing's better than the everybody looks, there's a pause, and then the music kicks back up and it's dad walks back out. It's
back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk here in Kansas City, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, will be by here in hour number two. Eric Stone Street in hour number three. But kicking us off is another Kansas Cityan who loves this town and loves his Chiefs, courtesy of Crown Royal. Our friend Rob Riggle is here. Good to see you, Rob.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you. I heard your comments early when I was sitting in the green room.
Yes, sir.
Spot on, man.
You wholeheartedly agree with me saying that they're going to win three in a row?
I've never seen anybody get it so right. I've never seen anything like it.
But, I mean, the thing is that's really wild is three in a row.
Yeah. That's the whole. See, all this goat talk and all this stuff, you know, around Brady, obviously deserved. I got it. Patrick wants to separate himself from that, right? In my opinion,
yes.
I have no idea, but in my opinion,
I think you're right.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yes,
being the competitor that he is, this does it. The three-peat's never been done. It's like the triple Lindy. It's never been done. You know, he's out of his mind. Is he going to go for it? Yes, he's going to go for it. And if he pulls it off, it'll be one of the greatest sports feats in history.
So Mahomes has been compared to Brady, and he's been compared to other all-time greats. Yeah. You have just compared him to Thornton Mellon.
Thank you.
Thank you
for knowing
Rob.
Thornton Mellon.
Oh, please. Come on. Going back to school. Why don't you call me when you have no class? I know that movie by the back of my hand.
Yeah.
But three in a row for a franchise that went 50 years in between Super Bowl appearances.
Yes.
Half a century.
Yeah, I'm painfully aware of that.
I mean, if you had been told, like, when you were rooting for those teams, that you would be in a position and it would be real. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic.
It's the greatest thing on earth. And I wish this kind of success for everybody in your own time. Now it's our time.
Yeah.
And so I really want us to ride this as long and as hard and as far as we can, because it is. It happens like that. Sometimes your garden is barren and sometimes your garden is growing. And right now our garden is growing and I want to enjoy it.
That's beautiful. Yeah. What you just said, like, was touching.
It sounds like a Hallmark card.
That was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Well, this is Hallmark is headquartered right here in Kansas City. So.
Is that right?
That is true.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So this is where they're.
Did you pick that up on the way over?
Did you stop at a store? Live here, that kind of poetry just flows. It just flows.
Feel it inside you.
You know, it's easy also to say to other people that you wish this for them.
Yeah.
When you know, if the Chiefs play the way that they can, it's impossible for them to have that right now. It's like it's potentially the time when Phil Mickelson was getting started and Tiger was there, right? The rest of the NBA when Jordan was ascending.
Yeah.
That's and it sounds an exaggeration, but we are witnessing a potential three-peat, and it is a real, it's more than just even Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah. And what makes it special too is, I mean, look, the odds are against it happening, I mean, statistically speaking, but the magic is there. You know, I believe in Patrick. I believe in the team. I believe in Reed. I believe in the organization all the way, top to bottom. So if anybody can do it, I really believe these guys have the ability to do it. And it will be incredibly special. It will be, in a weird way, again, statistically speaking, you know, an underdog story. If they can do if they can pull off the triple Lindy.
Wow. That's a triple Lindy of takes right there.
What did you just say?
Come on.
You got 15. Thank you, friends.
Hold on.
Wow. Thank you.
The betting favorites and the two-time defending champs are underdogs?
I'm just saying, for a three-peat, the odds are against them and you know it.
That is true, but for you to contort.
Dog. You didn't think I could twist it like that.
Are you all right? Did you just cramp up or something?
I mean, no, I feel great. I'm flowing like I got vitamin C pumping through, man.
It does look like that was the triple Lindy of takes, like you're literally flipping around in the air to try and contort yourself.
I've been on the plane a lot lately. I got a lot of time to think. Just really go over this stuff, man.
Wow. Yeah. That is impressive. Rob Riggle kicking off our three-day residence here in Kansas City with a great take.
Oh, right? I gotta put this out.
That is absolutely fantastic. The underdog story of the Kansas City Chiefs.
No one believes in them.
That's like a Hallmark movie right there. Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
Are you doing something for the Chiefs here this week?
I am. I'm going to be hosting the world's largest tailgate, and then from there, I'm doing that with the Chiefs. But then from there, I'm going over to the Crown Royal Rig. They're bringing in the Crown Royal Rig.
Yeah, what is this thing?
It's awesome.
It's an 18-wheeler.
It's an 18-wheeler with two casks. Crown Royal, beautiful whiskey. And they're doing this great thing where they partnered up with Packages from Home, a great nonprofit that sends packages.
Oh, my God. We just saw that on the screen there.
To our military. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, obviously I'm a big fan and supporter of our military. And so I love that Crown Royal is teamed up with them to create these purple packages, as they call them. And they're sending them out to servicemen and women that are deployed right now all around the world. And it's a great thing. So I'm proud to be part of it. And I'm co-hosting that tailgate. I'm going to be a tailgating fool tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm hosting that with Tony Gonzalez, legendary Hall of Famer.
Amazing.
Great chief, Tony Gonzalez.
That's right.
Yeah. So
it's kind of he's kind of like, just to make another analogy right here, he's kind of like, because I'm a Yankee fan, he's kind of like the Don Mattingly. You know, obviously, Tony Gonzalez has more personal accomplishments than Mattingly had in terms of stats and first ballot Hall of Famer. Mattingly is not a Hall of Famer. The reason why I bring that up is, you know, Mattingly never won a playoff series in his entire career, never made it to a World Series. Tony Gonzalez, I mean, and for this team to have this success right now and Tony didn't have it.
Yeah. But the people of Kansas City never forgot.
Right.
We'll never forget what he brought to this town, what he brought to this team.
Right.
The blood, sweat, and tears he poured out there in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
We are forever grateful to him for you know, we held our head high. We wore our 88 jerseys everywhere. Still do. You'll still see a lot of them in the crowd tomorrow.
Sounds like you need to pace yourself tomorrow. Do you have a plan?
Always got a plan. Never stick to it, but always start out with good intentions.
Yeah.
But Kansas City tailgates are truly something very, very special. I don't have to tell you. You're plugged into the sporting world better than anybody. You guys know the barbecue and the tailgating that takes place in Kansas City is the stuff of legend. It's what everybody wishes they could do.
Yes.
So, I'll be making my rounds. I'll be spending a lot of time out there. I'm getting out there early. But even when I say early and I exaggerate, it's nothing compared to the Kansas City faithful. They'll be out there, you know, at 8 a.m.
Sure.
And it's going to be a heck of a day. And the smell in the parking lot, it will be glorious. Just barbecued, wonderfully barbecued meats. It's honestly, I get misty when I think about the autumn and the smoky smell of burning leaves in the air, and then mix that with the wonderful barbecue burn-ins and the beer and the Boulevard wheat that they make right over here in Kansas City, and then you got a little chill in the air, so you got to have a sweatshirt, but it's not too cold you can't handle it, but it's just cold enough that you got to be bundled up a little bit, and then it's game time and you know we're in the mix and it's an important game and it's going to be a tough one and you don't know what's going to happen and you hope everybody, and it's what life is about. It's lifeblood. It's the juice. Yeah. It's all good.
Makes you feel alive.
I'm so excited. Like, are we ready to eat right now? I'm so ready, Rob.
Let's smell it.
You just add in a little, back in the day, a little musk of Schottenheimer. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The gleam.
Yeah, the gleam.
The gleam, my friend.
You just add that gleam. And then now you just, the only thing that's been missing is an 18-wheeler chock full of Crown Royal.
Full of the good stuff. By the way, I think if whatever I'm missing, they're doing a lot of cool stuff. They're going to be giving away a lot of great gifts and a lot of great prizes and stuff.
Yes.
And, And it's for, you know, a great cause. And they're going to be doing this. That truck, that big rig, the Crown,
yeah.
Crown Royal rig, is actually going to be going
that's
to all
absurd.
These cities.
That's the size of the casks on the back?
And they're going to be driving to all, wow. They're going to drive like 10 or a dozen cities. I don't know. They're going about 10 cities, all NFL great towns. And so this will be appearing all over. And they're going to be supporting the troops in the process. And if I don't get, kickoff with Crown.
.com.
Kickoff with Crown.com for anything I might have missed. Go check it out, though, because there's great information. There's a sweepstakes you can get involved with, maybe even get some Super Bowl tickets.
Yes,
there.
Super Bowl 59 Ooh. Tickets. You Boom. Can go to kickoffwithcrown.com. And if you're lucky, you might be able to see the underdog story of the Kansas City Chiefs play out at Super Bowl 59. You know, you might be able to see that, that plot twist of the Chiefs making it to the Super Bowl, that M. Night Shyamalan, O. Henry like twist to the end of the football season.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to be so special when it
happens. A great take.
That's just so ridiculous.
actually
underdogs.
My take, by the way, Mr. Patriot fan has got to appreciate that when Brady said nobody believes in us at a parade to send them off to their 19th Super Bowl in 10 years.
Can you believe we're here?
Like, you should appreciate that contortion right there, man.
I do.
As a Patriot fan.
Well,
Rob Riggle here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, my wife and I the other night showed she hadn't seen it yet. So I told her, like, listen, this is a hard R movie, but we showed our 13-year-old son's Step Brothers.
Good. Get him in early. You know, 13, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You become a man.
That's true. Yes.
All right.
He literally just did in the eyes of the Lord.
Thank you. So welcome to the bigs, kid. You know, I hats off and congratulations.
So the Catalina wine mix.
Yes.
When you did the scene with Adam Scott and Will Ferrell and you started saying, pow.
Yeah.
Was that ad-libbed?
That was all improv. That was reshoots. We actually had to do a reshoot on that scene because in the first scene, you know, they kind of decided, oh, you know, Will's character's too passive. We want him to be more like, I'm snapping next to catcher. I want the mixer. Because in the original, he was kind of like, I think I want the mixer. And he was kind of passive about it.
Yeah.
So they kind of wanted to do a different take. So we ended up going back in and doing that again later on. And so we were the scene changed quite a bit. And improv kind of demands you say yes and a lot. Yes and. Yes. You don't actually say the words, but it's kind of you have an agreement and you add information is the idea, right?
Yes.
So when Adam Scott goes, he's going to eat your thing like Kobe, you know, or like
Kobayashi.
He's going to eat your D. You know, I had to agree and add. So I went, like Kobayashi, you know, because if I would have said no, I'm not,
right,
the scene would have ended right there. You know? So that's what improv is. You have to agree and add more information, and then that you get good results sometimes.
And nobody broke up when
we all did. Yeah, I mean, the good thing was the camera was on us when we were doing it because, but Will enjoyed it. I wouldn't do it if Will didn't like it. If Will was like, you know, enough, I would have been okay, no problem. But he was laughing. So I always take my cue from the star.
Sure.
You know, if they're enjoying it and laughing and having fun, or they think it's a good idea, I'll keep doing it. But if he was like, this sucks, I would have shut up instantly.
Well, those words didn't strike me as feasible on the set of Step Brothers. Enough. Like that, more usually seemed to be.
And that's the beautiful thing. You got Adam McKay, who's an incredible director and improviser and comedy writer and you know, all these things, mixed with Will, mixed with all the, everybody that came there was really had all the improv skills you could imagine, and the script was really great, but it also all it did is kind of invite more. You wanted to play more because it was so funny here that you're like, oh god, and you wanted to add, and so you did, and that's what happened in that movie. You could probably make an entire another movie. It could be the multiverse of Step Brothers, what they left on the cutting room floor.
Oh my god, could you imagine? I would be all in on that. So I'll ask you the question that I think is a mystery to this day. Were you saying pow?
I was saying pow, P-O-W.
You were?
Yeah.
Because it didn't, because Will had to ask that at one point.
Because here, I was Adam's henchman, right?
Yeah.
So basically, whatever Adam said, I'm back in his play. You know, if he would have jumped out the window, I would have been right behind him. You know, like, I'm all in on Adam.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he's, you know, going, you mess with my nut, Brennan, I'm going to da da da. You know, I was like, yeah, I was wanting to kill Brennan. I just wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
Because Adam did.
Yeah.
Or at least I sensed he did. And so therefore I wanted to kill him. So he was like, don't mess. I was like, don't mess. You know, I was just ready to pounce on Will.
So you were saying.
So I was saying, pow. Pow. I was just, all I was doing was putting an exclamation to anything Adam said.
Then you did the double one at the end.
Yeah, at the very end. I had to give it a double. Pow, pow! So we really got it. So it would stick. And now, sadly, for like the last decade, I've been saying pow everywhere I go.
And do people say
it? Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it.
Like you're walking in an airport?
I get it from across the street. I get it random. You know? I was just out in Vegas this weekend and, you know, walking through the casino. Pow! And I'm always like, do I look? Yeah, I'll look. I give a look, and then, you know, they're like.
And the irony is you were in Vegas watching Kobayashi eat.
Yes, well.
It's the irony. It's a full circle moment for you, Rob.
It kind of was. It was really special. I had never met the man, you know, and all of a sudden I'm shaking hands with Kobayashi. I'm like. He probably didn't even know about the movie. I don't know, but.
Well, he was in international waters.
Thank you. Like, so he probably can't prosecute. it was great to meet him.
Oh, my God.
Kobayashi, little guy. 5'8", 158 pounds.
Look at that guy. Yeah, he could go.
And he put down 66 hot dogs.
But you can't compete with Joey Chestnut.
Chestnut's on a. It's his time. It's his time.
Is that like up close to witness, though?
It smells like the devil. It's just
sweats. Come on, really?
They were sweating so bad, and they smelled like wet hot dogs. And it was coming through their pores when I was interviewing them at the end.
Because they dip, right?
They don't dip. Dipping wasn't allowed. They had
dipping.
Their own set of rules that they had agreed to. Like, was negotiated like... Salt II treaty, okay?
It like
was,
a presidential debate.
Yes, this was unbelievable. So they had to really work out the rules. So it was, they had to, no separation of hot dog and bun.
Yes. Oh.
They couldn't dip and they couldn't pour water on their hot dogs, but they could take bite and drink water. So they could, there could be that little action going on.
Okay.
I think it was probably the purest form hot dog eating contest out there as far as rules, because you know now it's break them in half, stick them in water, blah, 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 blah. This was old school hot dog and bun together, and it was fantastic. But Chestnut set a personal best and a world record at 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
I can't imagine.
I don't know where it goes. There's not. I mean, I could fill a suitcase with 83 hot dogs. Where did it go? I know he didn't have time to masticate it all down to fit. I watched him.
That the noise?
That was the actual noise. That was the actual. I have an unbelievable mimic skill.
Are you saying Alda?
It kind of sounds like Scooby Doo.
Right?
It was the Dickens. I'm telling you.
Damn.
Yeah, it was real. But they stunk. They stunk. And I can only imagine. And I'm not going to go too deep into this.
The post game.
Oh, I can only imagine the bathroom,
the real estate,
the insanity. I asked Joey, I said, are you going to drive out to the desert and just isolate yourself?
Let's get away from everybody.
Yeah. I said, just for not only for you, but for everybody, for everybody involved.
As a courtesy.
And he just kind of gave me the smile. I don't think he didn't tell me if he was going to or not, but the smile indicated.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the only safe place, like some sort of, you know. Area 51 type spot to set that thing off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like some, like Los Alamos or get a
You remember in Casino?
Large...
You remember Casino when Pesci was standing there with the glasses and you see the car driving? You know, that classic Scorsese moment. Yeah, that's what I imagined. If I was standing in the desert, I'd see him just burning out to the middle of the desert with a trail of dust as he makes his way to a pre-dug hole that is incredibly deep. Yeah.
Like
you think it's a mafia hit, but like it's
casino.
Actually, it's just him handling his business.
You got to bury it.
Yeah, bury it.
Wow.
Oh, my
a guy
God.
In a bulldozer and a hazmat suit.
Beep.
With
beep.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Like, they dug the hole. It's a slot trench, so he just stands over it, handles his business, and then they just push it in on top, seal it in. Then everybody evacuates the area. They leave it alone like it was the test site for the Los Alamos nuclear.
That's what 83. Watch. By the way, Vivid imagery.
Thank you.
Very.
Number one, you paint the word picture very, very well. But that is what I imagine watching one individual consume 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's what it will set off the imagination to see what happens.
I think he has a special deal. I think he has a God-given gift. Where his stomach actually is lower than his rib cage, so it just can expand. Like it can fill out like a beanbag. It's the most amazing thing. Everybody else is fighting the ribs. He's not fighting
the ribs. It just drops.
Yeah.
It drops.
But God gave him that.
You know what he is? He's an underdog story.
Right. People don't think about it.
They don't think it.
They don't think about it.
There's our poll question. Bigger underdog story.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, Joey Chestnut.
People will not understand the reference, unfortunately, because that requires nuance, and that's not what that site's for. So that's not what it's for.
No nuance at all.
Oh, stomach my is under God. That is so funny.
Yeah. It was a banner weekend.
Now you're here.
And now I'm rolling into another season opener.
Are you going to be the only one at the season opener who actually was at this event in Las Vegas? Do you think you might be the only being to double dip. That's a double dip that you're allowed to do.
That is a dip.
It's sort of like what you did is you dipped the NFL kickoff in water, mm-hmm. you know, and you consumed the Las Vegas event.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a couple.
Can't imagine.
Other folks out there, but I don't know.
Just unique.
Yeah.
What a week.
This will be special.
What a week.
Yeah. What a week. I'm definitely journaling about it. you know that's happening. Come on.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if I'm going to put it in my motivation journal or my healing journal.
Is that right? I'm glad that
you're going to need healing after this week.
Well, I'm just saying is I'm glad that we got this conversation out of the way. So, you know, it won't at least 20 minutes separated from Clark Hunt's observation of the same event when he shows up here.
Yes.
I wonder if he would appreciate that the Chiefs are an underdog story.
Yeah.
I think you would appreciate that.
He feels it. If we're talking about,
he feels it.
I mean, if we're allowed to set up the proper parameters, everybody gets it.
Okay,
everybody knows.
So you do believe this is going to happen? The three-peat's going to happen.
Listen, I pray for it every day. I want that something special. By the way, two Super Bowls in a row, three out of 4 years. You know, like it's already the most special.
Yes.
Beautiful chunk of my life.
Right.
It's been amazing. This year, just so we're clear,
yes,
my Chiefs won a Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Again.
Yes.
I got a royal flush in a poker tournament.
No,
you
way.
Did not.
And I hit a hole in one out in Monterey.
What?
All first. Like
dude.
It's I don't know. Like I'm not saying the apocalypse is at hand, but I'm ready if it is. I feel like it. I feel like I'm really ticking off some check marks here.
Pretty good.
I just saw Chestnut put away 83
before his own royal flush in the desert.
that's a
in the pre-dug hole. Oh my God, that is so funny, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, you're the best, dude. Thanks for always being game to come on this program. If you were in the same town, you came on when you did the NFL honors before it. You're busy.
This is one of my favorite shows, and I love watching you guys. And I always check in because you always have the best interviews with. You bring on really great storytellers, really fun people.
Thanks, man.
And I always, if I ever make the clips, I'm always like, yes! So I'm always excited about
I have
that.
A feeling you're going to be making some clips.
A chance.
Well,
look out for it. That's Rob Riggle. Again, everybody go to kickoffwithcrown.com. Game day recipes. You can track this 18-wheel rig that's touring NFL stadiums, American cities, also supporting military charity. The organization Packages from Home. And you get a chance to maybe go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year.
Could be pretty cool.
Kickoffwithcrown.com. Rob Riggle here to kick off our Kansas City week. We will be back. By the way, we're taking phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll be back. Clark Hunt in hour number two before Stone Street joins us. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I'll never forget my first big slick when I came here, and it was Royals versus Tigers. And Gene Lamont strolls out to the third base coaching box. I'm standing in the dugout with the rest of you guys. And then you start getting on this gentleman. He didn't do a thing. He just strolled out to his position, and then you guys start screaming it.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Gene Lamont made the sorry mistake of standing in front of us. The name Lamont is so fun to scream. And I didn't realize it until Will Ferrell started screaming, "Hey, Lamont!" See? And it just rolls. And he'd go, "This is Bush League, Lamont!" And he just got on him. And so when he started, we all started. And then it just became a never-ending, for the entire inning, we would just scream at him. Nothing terrible, because we're not rude and we're not tacky. But it was just, "This is Bush League, Lamont. What are you doing, Lamont? Take that stuff back to Detroit, Lamont." Finally, I think it was year two of writing him. Somebody had whispered in his ear, "By the way, there's Will Ferrell and these guys are in there and they're giving you a hard time." And so he finally, because all we wanted was him to acknowledge us. It was like seventh inning of the second. He turned around and went like, just looked at us and gave him like a head nod. And it was as if we won the World Series. We started screaming and jumping up and down and we were waving our hat in the air. We go out and sing the seventh inning stretch, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And we end it now, you know, we end the song with Gene Lamont.
Now, is that going to happen tonight?
That's going to happen tonight.
It happens. Tradition.
It's tradition. But when he used to come out, we used to sing like the Death Star March, like the Darth Vader. We'd go, "Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont. Oh, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont." Anything we could, nothing. He gave us nothing. But now he's a Royal, so we embrace him with open arms.
Yeah, now it's all about love. Before it was harassment.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for our full YouTube archive. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, get game time tickets on a mobile device right now and start buying tickets to a game near you. Certainly, I'm sure you're watching all these college games, and then soon you're going to be watching these pro games. You're going to be like, "I want to go to that game." By the way, and you might even sound exactly the way I just said.
Absolutely. I might use Game Time tomorrow, Rich.
Fantastic. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals and great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. If, Brockman, you want to use it tomorrow, guess what? You can just go get a seat view. As you know, you get the panoramic view from your seat to find it in the app before you buy. And then, of course, there's the all-in pricing feature where you show you see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. You take the guesswork totally out of buying full football tickets with Game Time by downloading the Game Time app, creating an account, and use my code for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Fun stuff. This is a fun show. By this point tomorrow, we'll have just said goodbye to Kevin Harlan, who I believe will have different stories to tell than the ones that Rob Riggle just did.
I would hope so, actually.
You know, him talking about driving all the way out to the desert for a surprise made me almost go in the direction of the hangover with him, but we'll save that for the next conversation.
Next time.
I just had to go Step Brothers with him, since we just literally saw that scene the other day. And my 13-year-old did, in fact, love the whole pow. We got an answer. So, because Will Ferrell's like, are you saying pow? Or pow?
Pow.
Fantastic.
P-O-W.
So that was Rob Riggle. Clark Hunt, the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, is in our green room. He'll be out at the top of hour number two. Yes, we'll go in a different direction with him before Eric Stone Street joins us in hour number three. Rod Woodson will be on tomorrow's program because he's the radio analyst for the Ravens.
Love it.
Jeff Passan, who lives here in Kansas City, will be joining us. And I will demand an answer why the Yankees are not moving on from Clay Holmes as their closer.
Alex Verdugo in the outfield.
Well, I don't understand what they're doing. I don't understand. They fell out of first place last night by having Clay Holmes blow his 11th game of the year. Think about that. The Yankees are over 500 by 20 games, okay? They're plus 20 games over, okay?
And he's blown 11.
Think how much. But the Yankees could be running away with the I'm getting ready for the NFL, not conference, with their league and division.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly, I'd rather go with Kirk Cousins' cousin. Do you know that? Kirk Cousins' cousin, Jake Cousins, has been a lights-out reliever for the Yankees.
Really?
Yes, he is, and he looks like Kirk, too.
Whoa.
Exactly. I'd rather go with anybody else right now, quite frankly. Yeah, Jeff Passan will be here. And then, by the way, Friday's program, Kurt Warner, who's calling the Thursday night game with Kevin Harlan on Westwood One, he will be on Friday's program, as will Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh, nice.
Is stopping by here.
I told that to Cage this morning. He's very excited.
I have yet to let Cooper know that, my 13-year-old. So, at any rate, good times here in Kansas City. Let's go to the phone lines. Terzo in Iowa, all rise. What's going on, Terzo? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. Doing well. I always love it when you guys have Rob.
Terzo?
Hilarious.
I do not hear him.
Okay, good.
We'll get back to him in a moment. Is Del Tufo the one that's back in the
studio? Yeah, Mike's back in El Segundo this morning.
I'm glad
figuring everything out.
I'm glad he's
figuring talking
that.
To him.
We told him he should be the one answering the calls.
Yeah, I wanted the fans to call in to talk to Mike specifically. I think that would be fun.
Oh, that would.
So I guess to be fair and balanced, and then we'll get to our phone lines in the next hour. Terzo, are you there? You there, Terzo?
Yeah, I'm here, bud. Can you hear me?
You there, brother? I don't hear him.
Nope.
Yeah,
So the San Francisco 49ers, let's be fair and balanced. Did you hear Brandon Ayuk said that he made things difficult on the Niners in the last month, that it really was kind of him, that everything was kind of... Yeah, they asked him, is everything going to be cool with you in the Niners? And he basically said, well, it's kind of been me who's been creating the problem for the last month.
Okay.
Is what he said.
So accountability.
So
that's
he couldn't make up his mind, I guess, what he wanted
no,
to do?
No, I think if I had to figure it out, that he wanted money on the back end that wasn't in those guaranteed years.
I see.
To get the annual the APY up to a point where he's like, yeah, I'm being paid this much money and I feel respected now. So he got he
kind of heard that was the thing the whole time, right?
I was hearing that was the entire time, but he said, you know, it was on me. Well, whatever. The bottom line is he's there.
He's done.
Trent Williams showed up. Christian McCaffrey practiced. I mean, we're pretty much back.
Honestly,
right now.
I just saw a report that Ricky Pearsall is in the weight room today.
That's insane.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
But after Lynch called it a miracle that he came out unscathed.
I mean, the bullet went through.
Correct.
Him.
Right.
And he's lifting weights today.
Crazy.
But he is out for the first 4 weeks of the season because of that. And you know, that Monday night game is going to be absolutely off the charts lit. Because just think about it. Hmm. What a first full week. We got this game that we're here for, Thursday night.
We're not even talking about Friday yet.
And then, well, we have to turn the page on Thursday. We will talk about Friday and the fact that the Eagles and the Packers are playing in Brazil.
Crazy.
Okay? And
that is a big time matchup.
It is a huge matchup.
Huge.
Between two teams that have Super Bowl aspirations, and this is going to be a conference tiebreak that will 100% potentially home decide field, who's playing where in
a big game.
In January.
No question.
And that has a lot to do with it. And what for the Packers to come out and basically put a marker down on the table and say last year was no fluke, we just beat the Eagles in Brazil, would be a significant way for them to start the season. And for the Eagles to basically say last year is over, that was a whole bunch of garbage last year that we have in fact fixed and we're back. That's one way to do it. And then you see your Cowboys take on the Browns, and we will see, you know, the Falcons take on the Steelers with Kyle Pitts apparently going through a soft tissue injury that might have him in doubt for Sunday.
High roll.
And so there's those, you know, the Lions will take on the Rams on Sunday night as a rematch of last year's divisional a wild card game. And then the Niners show up. And then the Niners are the team one would think maybe to beat in the NFC. And then they show up against a Jets team that is going to hopefully get Rodgers more than four snaps. That is going to be a huge Monday night game. Yes. What a great way to start the season. And what a great way for us to start the season right here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more, with a three-day residency in Kansas City. Hour two will kick off with the chairman and CEO of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt. We're still here on the Roku Sports Channel. All right, I've been told Terzo is a third time. Is that the charm? You there, Terzo?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Rich.
Oh, bless you. Thank God we do. Terzo. What's up, Terzo? How are you doing?
Del Tufo's
fault. I'm doing well, guys.
We can play.
Hey, Rich, a fun little thing. So I was come across some unique memorabilia last week, some Jet stuff, and there's one thing that I'm going to send out to you. Now, whether you can get this autographed and sent to Connor, our buddy out on the East Coast, I think
the 13-year-old. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What is it? You want to tell us what it is, or
no? I want it to be a surprise when it gets to you guys.
Okay.
I think you'll get a kick out of it.
All right.
Okay.
It's really weird that Terzo would wind up with Al Toon's jockstrap. You should write that down for a fantasy team name next year.
This box won't be ticking, will it, Terzo?
Wow.
Okay. No, I don't think so. He's a lawyer. He's a man of the bar.
So was Saul.
You there, Terzo?
No,
that's all. Okay, very good. Okay, listen, we're coming up against the end of the hour. You got anything you want to just throw out there in the 20 seconds I got?
I was, like you guys just said, extremely happy that we got Ayuk signed. Trent Williams was coming back. I'm just happy Ricky's doing well out of the hospital. And if he's back already, it is a miracle, man, because I was pretty worried for him whenever I first heard that news. But I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Terzo, thanks for Terzo was just also our test for the phone lines, which now work. 844-204.
Great job, Del
Tufo. Clark Hunt is here from the Kansas City Chiefs when we come back. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so fun. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.